This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's county clerks are ramping up efforts to protect public confidence in the state's elections. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Clerks across the state are pushing back against election misinformation and a rally at the Capitol on Tuesday, which will feature Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters and the CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Both have spread election conspiracy theories and false claims that the 2020 election was stolen. Weld County Clerk Republican Carly Coppice denounced the rally.
We call on these individuals behind this ongoing disinformation. Provide actual evidence of problems within our system to law enforcement.
Colorado's audits have shown no signs of fraud or inaccurate election results. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow asked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about the future of the Space Command headquarters during an Armed Services Committee hearing today. Crow noted that both the GAO and Defense Department Inspector Generals are investigating former President Trump's decision to move Space Command from Colorado Springs to Alabama.
And if either of those reviews find that the process was not credible, will the department commit to revisiting that process and starting it over and doing it in a fair and transparent way?
If there have been things that were improperly or illegally done, then certainly we'll revisit that.
Investigators are looking into whether Trump moved the command to Alabama for political reasons, contradicting Air Force officials. Colorado launched an auction for 22 cannabis-themed license plates on Monday. The plates spell out phrases like 420, THC, and CBD. Proceeds from the auction will go to the Colorado Disability Funding Committee. This is CPR News and KRCC.